Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Blog Talk Radio with myself, Pastor Fran, and also we have as co-host Irene Estrada. But before we go on, I want everyone to listen to this worship song. I want the Lord to reach out to the world in the name of Jesus Christ, that this segment will go out into everyone that has lost focus on what they need to focus on, which is God.
I got a call from an old friend. We laughed about how we had changed, but I could tell things weren't going as well as he claimed. He tried. Wishing that I knew the right words to say. Can you reach my friend? Bring it searching to an end. Lord, I know you love him. Help him understand. That I knew you, I told him the difference you made. But he never thought he would need you. But maybe he's changing his mind. As we said goodbye, Lord, he told me that I had found something that he'd like to find.
Come in agreement, Lord.
Help him give him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome the Holy Spirit on this Sunday.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord, for your will, that your will is for your daughter, Irene Estrada, your faithful servant, that you knew before she was conceived. You knew before the creation of this world. So, Lord, we come before you today in agreement. Right, Irene? Pastor,
amen.
Servant, soon to be senator, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We thank you, Lord, that
Amen.
You have ordained, my Lord, our steps, my Lord, that you have destiny not only for your daughter and myself, Lord, but for every listener, every future listener. You have called us, my Lord, to set the captives free. And we know today
Amen.
There is an invisible war going on. There are many that are going through identity crisis. There are many that don't know if they love themselves or love others or hate themselves or love others. There are many, my Lord, that they're looking at people's colors instead of looking at what does God's word says. God is not into colors. He's into spirit. God is a spirit. God is looking at what we're confessing. God is looking at what we're meditating on. God is looking at the fact that he has already given us the solution to the problem. And he is the only creator. There's no one on this earth that could create anything but him. And he gives permission to his creation. He gives permission to the enemy to test us. But he has also given us warriors. And we are warriors for Jesus Christ. We are warrior for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace. And we come before him today on this afternoon giving him thanks, giving him praise, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that everyone that comes up against us, they're going to have to meet with the Lord. So we remind every listener right now that God, he's not only God, but he's our friend, and he's on our side, and he's compassionate and loving, and he's eager to be our friend if you think he's not your friend. See, the root of the word goodness, used so often to describe God, is a word that means generosity. Imagine, God takes holy pleasure in the happiness of his children. God is so happy when we trust in his promises and his word. In the book of Numbers, chapter 23:19, it tells us that God does not lie or fail to keep a promise. And we continue with the assurance in 2 Peter 1:2-4, that it is God has granted us a precious and magnificent promises so we can participate in his divine nature. We know that his word said in Philippians 4:19 that he will supply all our needs according to his riches and glory. So let's trust in the Lord and God's program and God's timing. And let's hear from our faithful servant, Irene. Irene, what has God put in your heart in this time and this hour to speak to God's creation and God's children? Because you have so much knowledge, so much insight. What has God put in your heart?
One thing that I have been actually really been looking into is, why is there so much lawlessness? We take a look at where we're at today and where we were 20 or 30 years ago. In the book of Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, it says, "And you know what is restraining him now, so that he may be revealed in his time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way." When God called us and gave us the commandments, he gave us John 13:34. "The new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another." There is no commandment that is being lived on this earth when it comes to what's going on in this world today. We have the false prophets, which is the media, and they have their own agenda, and those who are not of God are going to continue to follow the father of air. And it's written in the Bible, the prince of air. And this is, we're in danger because we're in the times of not only lawlessness. In the book, again, in Thessalonians, it states that the coming of lawless one, the coming of the lawless one is by the activity of Satan with all power and false signs and wonders. If we don't turn to God now in our own homes, and make sure that there is salvation and restoration and repentance and reconciliation and relationship with the Father, where are we going to be at the end of 2020? because we're in the middle of 2020. And 2020, from the very beginning, from the entrance of 2020, it has been nothing but lawlessness from the top, from the governor officials. They have signed bills that are affecting the United States. The repeal bill for the bail reform allows so much criminal activity that no one is accountable, and no one will be going to jail because they will be set free. But yet, you want to go ahead and defund police officers and defund police across the nation. And when you defund the police across the nation, it gives more authority to the criminals and their activity. And we are living in harm's way. We're living in the end times. And I'm asking all your listeners, I'm asking those who have an ear to hear and those who have an eyes to see that God has a plan for your life. Even though these things are falling apart in the midst of everything, God is still has you in the palm of his hand. God will not abandon you. God will not reject you. You are a child of God. God has made promises to us as his children. He is going to be our father, and he's going to keep us safe. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah that the plans that God has for us are not to harm us, but to prosper and to protect us. Yes, look at the lawlessness. Yes, look at the condition of the world. Yes, look at the condition of the United States for ignoring the Father in heaven, for not following the Ten Commandments and taking God out of government offices, out of education, out of our homes, out of everything, and pushing a leftist agenda that is going to keep everybody starving for the Word of God, starving for a relationship with the Father. But it's not too late that you can still come back to the Father through repentance. In the book of Acts, it states that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy household.
Amen.
Today is the day of repentance. The day is the day of repentance. Do not wait until tomorrow. Tomorrow might not come. We are living in the times where you have to have that understanding that if a minister, an apostle, an elder is speaking the word of God to you, whether it be on the radio, social media, at home, wherever you hear it, a pamphlet that you found on the street, it doesn't matter. The word of God is solid and absolute, just like the law of the land. You cannot change it unless there is a process, but the word of God is absolute. You can't go vote and change the Bible. You cannot go to the Supreme Court and change what God has written through the power of the Holy Spirit. You cannot vote and say, well, I don't like this verse. I change it. This verse is offensive. Change it. This verse is racist. Change it. The word of God is absolute. So whatever the word of God says is going to happen, is going to happen. But for those that are the believers, I encourage you to stay strong in the Lord, stay away from the lawlessness, and start cutting your ties with those that are not believers. Because the Bible clearly states that those bad apples will corrupt good character. And many Christians are walking with people who you think that are not going to affect your household. But the enemy.
Amen. And on that same note.
Anybody and anybody.
Amen, mm-hmm. Pastor. And on that same note, I want to confirm and reaffirm what the Word of God says. In the book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 7 to 18, it says, I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I'm sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from power of Satan to God, so they may receive forgiveness of sins and place among them those who are sanctified by faith in me. And that's the book of Acts, chapter 26, verse 17 to 18.
You know, people better
God showed me
something.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
In the book of Romans, verse 6:19, right now there is a big warfare that people are not happy. Everything offends everybody. You have to be careful what you say because everyone is on sensitive mode.
Mm-hmm.
This generation that is so sensitive, whatever is being spoken of that you do not like, is that your spirit is not right with God. Your sin is so deep into your bloodstream that you cannot see right or to the left. But the book of Romans in chapter 6:19 says, I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves by impurity and to the lawlessness leading to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness leading to sanctification. Yes, we were all slaves to sin, but now you are children of the light. You are not children of darkness. We cannot be unequally yoked with unbelievers. For what partnership has righteousness with lawlessness? Or what fellowship has light with darkness?
They cannot walk together if they don't agree together. In the name of Jesus Christ, we're not to be with any unclean spirits. I recently experienced something in that area in the name of Jesus Christ. But what God has shown me, Pastor, that many are spiritually blindfolded. Many are in a spiritual jail prison because they choose to. Yesterday, I tried to speak to someone. Well, let me finish this. Yesterday, I tried to speak to one.
What you're saying is like the key factor of what's going on in the world, but more devastating in the United States, because all that has happened through this isolation and through all that has happened with all the deaths that people didn't go mourn, all the people who died and there was no funerals or there was no closure, all these things that have happened with the riots and the protests and all these things that are continuously to happen are giving the United States a bondage of mental illness. And this bondage of mental illness brings all that heartache that you cannot deal and tolerate because you have no God and you don't know that your Redeemer lives. And your God, in the Bible, says that greater is he that lives in you than he that is in the world. But you will have no God because you don't attend church. You have no God because you refuse God because you like your lawlessness. You refuse God because you refuse God, not because the word of God is not everywhere. You find it on social media. You find it on the podcast. You find it on the radio, on television. But we are living in the times where you're going to have to decide which God are you going to serve, the God that is the greatest God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, or the gods of the idols, the gods that are destroying the world, socialists, the protests, the riots. If you partake of something, if it comes to crush, kill, and destroy, it's not of God, automatically.
Amen.
Why do you need discernment?
Amen. The book of Matthew.
Why do you need discernment?
And as the Holy Spirit gave me also, that again, we have to divide the sheep from the goat, because that's what the Word of God says. And also, we have to activate the wisdom that God has given us. The Word of God says in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and will be given to you. Like I always share with my disciples and those that come to me that God ordains, I said, always ask questions, because the wrong question is a question that you do not ask. And in the book of Colossians, chapter 1:9, it says, for this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of his will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. In James 3:17, it says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first all pure, then peace, loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. And we have to remember that we're responsible for what we know, what we've read, what we've heard. The Word of God says faith comes through hearing the Word of God. And we already know over and over again, the Word of God says in Psalms 149:6-9, it says, may the praise of God be in their mouth and a double-edged sword in their hands. And that double-edged sword represents killing those that come up against you and killing the enemy. Verse 7 says, to inflict vengeance on the nation and punishment on the people, to bind their kings with fetters, their nobles with shackles of iron, to carry out the sentence written against them. This is the glory of all what? His faithful people. It didn't say the ones that have confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It doesn't say the religious ones. It doesn't say the pastors. It says all his faithful people. So brothers and sisters, activate James 4:7 that says, submit yourself then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So when you're leaning on your own understanding and that spirit of prejudice come in, or that spirit of righteousness that you think that you deserve all, and that someone that is the opposite color of your skin is responsible because you didn't receive all, then check yourself. Because this is not about you fighting me or me fighting you because of the color of your skin or the color of my skin or because of the slavery mentality or because of the seducing spirit that comes to you and tells you, hate her because her skin is different from your skin. The word of God says in James 1, verse 12 through 15, blessed is the one who preserves on the trial. This is a trial that we're going through. This is a test we're going through. And guess what? There's an audience in heaven making notes. There's angels right next to us right now saying, go ahead, Pastor. Go ahead, Irene. That's right. Let them know this is a trial. This is a test. And the time is now to change. Not when they get locked up. Not when eternity comes that they're gashing with their teeth. You know what I mean? To gash with your teeth. And when you gash with your teeth in eternal hell, guess what? There ain't no solution. There ain't no blood of Jesus. There ain't no name of Jesus. There ain't no pastor. There ain't no church. There ain't no olive oil. The word of God says once again in James 1, 12 through 15, it says that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. So my heart's desire is that everybody that listens to these radio shows, that they will receive the crown of life. Amen. They will receive all the other crowns in the name of Jesus Christ. Many people don't even know about crowns.
Amen.
And the word of God then says in verse 13, it says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it's full grown, gives birth to death. What kind of death? Eternal death. All those curses, all those generational curses, you open up all of them. The word of God says that we must declare, decree. Amen. We could heal all that by binding and loosening. Binding and loosening is originally a Jewish phrase, also mentioned in the New Testament as well as in those warriors. If anybody is a warrior, they must have this in their vocabulary because these are weapons, binding and loosening. Binding and loosening simply means to forbid an undisputable authority and to permit an indisputable authority in the name of Jesus Christ. Declaration, we have to declare, acknowledge the fact that it makes assertion statement, but it's just not a statement to be declared. You have to have the power in the name of Jesus Christ. Only God gives the power to bring declarations to come to pass because he watches over his word. He watches his word to fulfill it. He's not a liar. The Bible continues to show us to decree. There's a purpose to decree, and it's God's will for us to decree and to declare. In the book of Matthew 6:10, it says, the kingdom come, thy will be done as it is in heaven. Because guess what? It's already done in heaven. We just got to declare it and loose it on earth. Brothers and sisters, these are weapons. These are promises. This is the inheritance we have. And remember, when you lean on your own understanding, guess what you're doing? Grieving the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit tells me to read Ephesians 4:30 that says, and do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew 10:7-8, that says, as you go, proclaim this message, the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, Cleanse those who have leprosy. Drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely you have given. If God has given you the breath of life, if you have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have asked him to baptize you in the Holy Spirit, know that the Mark 16:17 says, and these signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. He didn't say they may or perhaps. Mm-hmm. It says it will. So in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to pray in the spirit, and then I want you, Irene, to close in the language that God gives you.
Hallelujah.
Father God, you have given me the power and the authority. You have given me the sign, my Lord, and the power, my Lord, and the witness, my Lord, and the testimony. Testimony, my Lord, that there's power in your name. There's power when I speak to you, when I plead a case for you. So I plead, I decree, I declare, I bind, I loose everything that you want me to loose, Lord. Everything that you want me to bind, Lord. Everything that you want me to decree, my Lord. Everything that you want me to declare. Use my mouth right now on earth, Lord, and to declare and decree those things that are already promised in heaven, that I am your voice, I am your vessel, I am your messenger, I am your servant. In the name of Jesus Christ, I am your servant. Lord, that when it rains all over this world, my Lord, that that water represents your blood, the blood of the Lamb, Lord, that brings fire over every home, my Lord, that every home, my Lord, be, my Lord, an increase of love, an increase of your hunger, an increase of your word, an increase of your presence, because you are omnipresent, Lord. You could be in the entire universe at the same time, Lord. So I decree and decree, by the power and authority invested in me, that your will be done, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for protecting me, protecting your daughter, her family, and my family, Lord, that we all know you, Lord, and we look forward to your coming, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name. Go ahead, my sister.
Hallelujah. The book of Peter says, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, that you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellences of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For God has given you a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. I encourage all those that are listening that may you seek the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul, and be encouraged, for the word of God says that all these things will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. Be joyful in the Lord and know that your Father in heaven listens to you when you pray, and he will answer you. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. So as I put on that background song, let your power fall, Lord. Lord, let your power fall over every listener right now, every future listener, my Lord. You know every situation, my Lord. You know every problem, Lord. But you know that here in the house of God's power, we don't declare them problems.
Amen.
We declare them situations like the wind, that they will disappear, that they will go, my Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that by your power and authority, Lord, we touch and agree, Lord, that your will be done throughout the nations, throughout every leader, my Lord, that all those that will be receiving money for Black Lives Matter, my Lord, that they will not take advantage of it, my Lord, that they will not manipulate masses, my Lord, to think that they're doing one thing, but in reality, all that money's going into their pocket, my Lord, that 99% of that money, my Lord, be used, my Lord, for revival, for rebuilding, my Lord, for bringing your will, my Lord, on this earth, my Lord Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you in advance, my Lord, that you will, my Lord, rebuke every stiff neck, everyone that has a spiritual stiff neck, everyone's mindset that leans on their own understanding, everyone that is being used by the enemy as a vessel, as a tool, as a puppet, my Lord, that you, my Lord, arrest their mind, arrest their soul, arrest their spirit, Lord, that they will know without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus Christ is here and that he is not leaving us. and that he is here to do what he said that he would do. God said it, Jesus did it, and we accept it. We expect it. We anticipate it. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we want you, Lord, to reach out to the nations, Lord. Reach out to our friends that don't want to have anything to do with you. Reach out to our neighbors, my Lord. Reach out to our president, Lord. We lift up our president. We lift up the White House, my Lord. We lift up the Republicans and the politicians, Lord, because we know, Lord, the government is on your shoulders, but you've given everybody a free will, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, that we could come in agreement and say that you, Lord Jesus, arrest their will, Lord. Arrest their thinking, arrest their decision making, arrest everything, my Lord, that they do in secret and in public, because we need you to do that, Lord, and we want it, Lord. So we touch and agree that it is done and it is finished. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Reach out, Lord.
Amen.
Holy Ghost. Amen. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, we're left behind for greater miracles. So we declare that the Holy Ghost and the Lord's army is going to reach out to every soul that is hurting, every backslider, everyone that leans on their own understanding, every racial and prejudiced spirit, everyone that's on assignment to come against the plans of God, every disobedient spirit, every rebellious spirit, every pornography spirit, every seducing spirit, every suicidal spirit, every sickness and disease, Lord, let it your will be done, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that by the fruit we shall tell.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, we burn the lips of the coronavirus. We burn it, burn it by the blood of the Lamb, by the power of the Lord. Yes, my Lord.
Lord, I know you.
And we come in agreement with the plan, Lord. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Reach our family. Reach our neighbors. Reach the disobedient. Reach the rebellious. We need them, Lord. We need you to reach them. We need you to touch them. We need you, my Lord, to clean the ears, my Lord. To arrest every chemical that is in the air, Lord. Arrest the plans of the enemy. Arrest, my Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for provision.
We talked for more than an hour.
Hallelujah.
I smiled when he mentioned your name.
Amen.
I said that
Hallelujah.
I knew him.
Amen.
I told him the difference you made. But he never thought he would need you. But maybe he's changing his mind. As we said goodbye, Lord, he told me that I had found something that he'd like to find.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Irene, again. It's always a pleasure to do what God has called us to do, to bring in the word of God, the word of encouragement, the word of love, the word of peace, and the word that says that we need to transform our minds to the way God wants us to think. Not according to our culture, not according to our parents, not according to political leaders, but according to the word of God.
Amen.
You have any last words? We got like 10 minutes in the name of Jesus.
Oh, we have some more time?
Yeah, they cut us off like 6:45, so it's 6:34.
Oh, good. All right, good. There was something that was on my mind. Let me see if I can say it really quickly. Let me see. When you take a look at, Jesus, God gave us more time and I got stuck. Let me see if I can find it. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. May we repent of all of our sins. May the nation come back to Christ. May we see the hand of the Lord move in each individual's house, in every neighborhood across the world, because we invite the Holy Spirit back into our homes, back into America, back into the neighborhood, back into our lives, because it's the God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit that is going to go ahead and do a sweeping and a cleansing and preparing the hearts of those that are turning away from their sin and coming to Christ. And that's amazing, because every single time that you preach and teach the word of God, Pastor Friend, more and more souls are getting saved. More and more people
praise
are coming
the Lord
to Christ through your ministry. And sometimes you say, well, I don't see the work of my hands or the fruit of my hands. But it's the fruit of God's hands in his kingdom where every listener is going to be blessed, because you are a vessel of God and you have opened doors so that other ministers can release the prophetic word into their lives. And God will go ahead and see them through. And that's what the vessels of God do. We're the intercessors, and we stand in the gap, and God receives all the glory. But we know that whatever we have spoken is going to have an abundance of fruit at the end, because his word is not too short for nothing. And that's what I want an encouragement to you. To you,
amen.
Because you are a woman
it.
Of God, and you stand. You stand firm every day, and you fight the good fight, and you intercede for all those that are lost. And may God bless you and honor you all the days of your life with abundance and with provision, mental, physical, spiritual, and financial provision in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, may the Lord charge 100 million angels to guard you mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially in all of your work and in everything that you do, because you're a blessed woman of God.
I
Hallelujah.
Receive that. Because God
Amen.
Knows
Praise
yesterday
God.
I was on the major, well, really, from Thursday I was on the major attack, but God, like, warned me. That's why we have to stay close to him. So even though my
Amen.
Flesh was hurting and my spirit was grieving, I was just standing on the fact that God knew everything before it happened. And then God
Thank
sent a new homeowner to give me words of comfort and encouragement and to affirm what God was telling me during the week. I said, meanwhile, I'm amongst a bunch of so-called Christians, but none of them were led by the Holy Spirit. But this brother, in the name of Jesus Christ, and then he said to me as he was speaking the words that God gave him to give me, he said, Pastor, I'm about to cry. And then I started crying. But it was so powerful Aww. That, you know, what he said to me was so, so powerful. And then God was saying to me that he's pleased with me, that I just stayed focused on what my purpose was, and I didn't allow the situations that were going on and the attacks to change my mindset. My mindset
it's all about
set focus.
It's all
yes.
about the mind. It's all, amen.
Yes,
you
can't
says,
listen to the flesh.
If the enemy attacks the mind, yes, he will attack us. If he attacks your mind, he can attack you mentally, physically, spiritually, and financially. The Bible warns us
Amen.
To guard our hearts and guard our mind. And that's why it's important
Amen.
To give your day to the Lord on a daily basis. But rest assured that you cannot also not fellowship with those that do not know the Lord, because there are plenty who refuse the word of God.
But mind you, these are so-called leaders. Pastor, these are so-called leaders. But by the fruit you shall tell, there's no leadership. And then today, they called me to try to attack me as well. And I was like, oh, no, this is not happening. So I just cut it out, you know what I mean? Did what God would do. God don't entertain the enemy. He just closes the door. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But God is good.
The book of Peter, amen. But the book of Peter says that, and in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep. So we have to wait on the Lord to deal with those that are in the body of Christ that are not are leading me astray. But it is our duty to pray for those that are Christians who need the support and the encouragement to hold on strong to the word of God in times of crisis, in times of uncertainty. And what time is that? Now. Now is a time of uncertainty.
Amen.
Because the world is uncertain, but the Christian is for sure certain that Jesus will come and that God will not abandon us and that God will give us the strength and God will give us the provision that we'll need. Because it is God that supplies us and takes care of us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet and all of our homes and all of our children and grandchildren. It is the Lord that keeps us. So we have to keep our eyes on the Lord. For the Bible says,
amen.
For I will be merciful towards their iniquities and I will remember their sins no more. So keep your eyes
Hallelujah.
On Jesus because that's going to be the answer. Jesus is going to be the answer for everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
God is so good.
Says,
I love him so much.
Amen. Because God is not finished with you. You're just getting started. You have so much work to do with the Lord. Yeah, so we just have to.
And I love that I see I love that I see his hand, you know. You know, he's given me so many tools now to evangelize. And I know that many are going to be able to evangelize better because they're going to be more equipped behind my ministry. To God be the glory and honor. So it's really good. You know, even me writing the scriptures on the posters, the new homeowners come every week looking forward to reading the word. Now, we offer them a Bible, and they have a little Bible, but to them, it's not as effective as they're seeing it boldly on a poster. And then they're affirming, and then we're praying with them over it. Yesterday, God put in my heart to get a poster and ask them to write their petitions in there to God be the glory. Because in New York, I'm in Florida right now, as the listeners might not know. In New York, we always saw the transformation in the homeless. It wasn't just giving them food and praying. It's trusting and believing that they're going to be transformations and that God's going to get glorified. But since I've been here in Florida, I don't see any other ministries concentrating on the commandments of God and also in expecting transformation and deliverance. All they're doing is playing games and giving food. That's it. Giving the food and then maybe saying a little quick prayer, but then that's it. And then leaving them astray. No consistency and no real fruit of the Spirit. But to God be the glory, God has been using me like that in this area. And I believe that's why the enemy is so pissed off, that he really, really wants to stop me from going. But I'm going to keep on, stay focused on the prize, stay focused on Jesus, staying close to Jesus, and stay close to hearing his voice. Because I heard his voice the whole week, and he was warning me about everything that was going to happen later on. But I know also, as I was hearing his voice, Pastor, that he was speaking to these individuals and trying to prevent them from doing what they did. But because they're rebellious, disobedient, don't want to be trained, don't want to be discipled.
No, it's
that's
hard.
The
people are not looking for discipleship. People don't want to be discipleship. If they don't have they don't respect the authority in the land, they don't want discipleship. But we have to stay firm in the word of God because the Bible says, and the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many against me. Mercy and truth have met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. For length of days and long life and peace will they add to you. Because God has a plan for those who are seeking him and listening to his voice. And that's where you get your assurance in Christ.
Right, and then as a leader, as a pastor, as a prophet, as a teacher, as a missionary that God has called me, I have a responsibility for what I know. So I encourage and I suggest and I share the knowledge that I have and let everyone know that I'm responsible for what I know. And then I let them know that the Word of God says, and the Word of Proverbs 1:7, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instructions.
Fools, the Bible says that. Clearly.
So they'll be fools.
Yeah, basically.
I thank
the
Lord.
Says it. But right now we're living in the technology of services because of the COVID-19. So we encourage those that listen, encourage those that are seeking the Word of God. The Bible says that you keep seeking Him, and the Lord says, seek the Lord while He might be found. So
Amen.
We have to keep seeking Him. Keep seeking
Amen.
Him,
and
God
I will
will
close.
The Bible also says
yes.
that God will make the crooked path straight.
Amen. And as closing, I'll say that Proverbs 3:6 says, in all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make
Amen.
Straight your paths. So every
Hallelujah.
Day we have to make a decision. Every day we're being tested. So in closing, we have to know that we have to have the mind of Christ. We need to confess
Amen.
His promises